you have a powerful current of who you have become calling you forward at all times, and you simply cannot buck that current. You can hold yourself in opposition to it to some degree. It beats up on you pretty good when you do it. But when you have that which you call your death experience, we prefer to call it croaking. When you have your croaking experience, we like to be as disrespectful as we can because there is no death. When you have your croaking experience, you will, with one fell swoop, reemerge into the fullness of that which life has caused you to become. But while you are still here in these physical bodies, you can, if you choose, enough thoughts that are in opposition to who you have become, you can hold yourself cross-current of this fast-moving stream. And the way you feel is an absolute indicator of how relatively easily and often you move and go with the current, or how you hold yourself in opposition to the current. The emotion that you feel is literally every bit of it about that. So when you feel elation, it means that the thoughts that you're thinking right now are pretty much a match to the thoughts that who you really are is thinking. You're like a two-headed monster. We just want to get both heads moving in the same direction. When you're feeling fear, your thought in this moment is moving in opposition to who you really are. When you're feeling frustration, you're moving in some opposition. When you're feeling depression, you're really moving in opposition. When you feel revenge, less opposition than despair or depression, but much more than anger. When you're feeling anger, you're moving in opposition to the stream. When you're feeling hope, less resistance. When you're feeling love, no resistance. When you're feeling appreciation, no resistance. When you're frustrated, resistance. When you're worried, resistance. When you're disappointed, resistance. When you're hopeful, less resistance. So you begin to get the idea that by deliberately directing your thought, you can affect the allowing or the resistance of your energy stream. You are bringing yourself more into alignment or more out of alignment with that strong signal that law of attraction is predominantly responding to. We are eager to talk with you about anything that is important to you. We see our value in helping you to remember who you are. We see you as you are from your broader non-physical perspective. And while we can hear the details of whatever it is that you are living, we want you to know that our undivided attention is upon that which you have really become. And every word that we offer to you is with the intent of assisting you in finding just a little closer vibrational vicinity to who you really are. You have some things you want to talk about? You do. Begin right here. Come forward if you will. Yes, you are the one.